When Jesus started his ministry, the very first thing he did to start his ministry was to be baptized himself. And he said, this is the way it's going to go. And then when he gave us instructions for expanding the kingdom of God to continue his ministry, the first thing he said for us to do is to make disciples, baptizing them. So the first thing Jesus did to start his ministry was to be baptized. And the first thing he wants his followers to do is to be baptized. And so we have the privilege of doing a baptism this morning. And I want to introduce you to Brett Zeeb and Melissa, and Zane is hiding. Come on. Won't you sit down? Amen. So Brett is going to give you a little of his story in just a minute. He wanted to do that because he is so grateful for what God has done for him. And what a thrill it has been to spend a little time with this brother in the last couple of days. So Brett, I'm just going to let you.
All right. I'm gonna try to keep this brief. But really, addiction has almost lost my life to addiction. You know, it's just been a constant struggle probably since the age of 16. I really got into it hard in college with drinking and drugging. And, you know, I was playing in rock and roll bands, and, that's just kind of part of it, I guess. And it just led me down some crazy dark paths, you know, that I don't want to get too much into, kind of get me broken up, but, so you wouldn't believe it, but 8 years ago, you know, I was homeless, living on the streets, and my son, he's six now, he's really the one that I had to get my life together for, you know, and when I met Melissa, I was still drinking, you know, I had a DWI, I had two DWIs. I was blowing in a breathalyzer to start my car, but drinking at night and, like, just stupid stuff, you know. And I could not get rid of this addiction. I could not. And then so I was sneaking drinks behind her back, you know, like I'd have, like, bottles around, beer in the shed, all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. And it's just you know, on February 27th, my father went to go be with the Lord, and that was 3 years ago this day. And someone at work asked me how I was doing, and I said, man, I'm just not handling it good. You know, I'm drinking. I've been drunk ever since my dad died. And so what he said to me went along with your sermon last week, and he said, do you want to be well? And I went out there, and got on my knees and accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That day it was around the beginning of March 2019, and that day I drove home and I just felt different. I didn't stop and get alcohol on the way home, and I've been sober ever since then. And without that strength, without the strength in Jesus, our Savior, I would have never been able to overcome that. I know I would have never been able to do it. And so for me to get baptized on this day, the anniversary of my father's death, on my dad's, is like with death brings new life. And so as my dad's laid down, my new life is born this day, and it's just something special. And it's not coincidence. That's our Lord. And that's why it happened on this day. That's why I joined this church. And I just felt like home ever since I walked in these doors.
That's all I got. Amen. Amen. Right back on here. in obedience to the command of Jesus Christ and upon your public profession of your faith in Him as your Lord and Savior, I baptize you, my brother, Brett Zeeb, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You are buried in the likeness of His death, and you are raised in the likeness of His resurrection, ever to walk in newness of life. Yeah.